In Africa, there's been a mixed reaction to the demise of Muammar Gaddafi. Many people for whom the Libyan leader was a hero are mourning. Plenty of others are saying good riddance to the man who meddled in the continent's many conflicts and bankrolled rival rebel groups. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports on Gaddafi's relationship with Africa.
Africa's self-styled King of Kings and brother leader was flamboyant and mercurial. And when Muammar Gaddafi dropped the Arab world in favor of Africa, he championed the continent with a mixture of passion and chiding, all in broken English.
Africa for Africans! The land of Africa is for Africans! Everywhere, our land is our land! My brothers, everywhere, you are the master of your continent!
That was Gaddafi's impassioned, impromptu intervention back in 2002, livening up the launch of the African Union in Durban, South Africa. Performers had fallen asleep during the speeches, but they jumped to their feet and applauded enthusiastically as he told them a new day had dawned on the continent.
It is a new sun, a new dawn, a new day of freedom for Africa.
This Gaddafi endeared himself to Africans who liked his message of independence from the hectoring West, including the US. Soon Gaddafi was campaigning for continental support for his grand plan, the United States of Africa, with himself at the helm. His vision failed. Instead, he surrounded himself with minor traditional leaders, dressed sumptuously in toga-style robes and crowns, and proclaimed himself the King of Kings. And there was Gaddafi, the mischief-maker.
Gaddafi played a role in destabilizing many African countries.
Isaka Sware is a researcher at the Institute for Security Studies in Pretoria. He cites the examples of Liberia and Sierra Leone in West Africa, where Gaddafi sponsored devastating twin rebellions which ballooned into civil wars. So what kind of relationship is shaping up between the new Libya and Africa? The incoming leaders warn it will not be business as usual, Gaddafi style. The African Union stood by him and took weeks to recognize the Transitional National Council. The AU also opposed NATO's military intervention in Libya. Faraj Najim is an advisor to the interim administration.
We have a problem with the African Union. The African Union is populated by despotic leaders, despotic regimes. Gaddafi has been bribing them. How many democratic countries are there in that African Union? So we need to go back and revisit this. We need to start a new chapter with Africa. We need to redefine the relationship between each other.
That sounds like Africa, be warned. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.